Blog Talk Radio.
You know what time it is, man. MySpace.com/DJ1.
I'm serving notice.
Easy.
I get the shots you're looking at.
I'm first going to build a wall around Newcastle, and then...
No! Stephen's not going to give him the pussy!
Okay. I did not touch your wife. Yes, you did. No, I didn't.
Has gained another superstar. They've got their own stable now. Rest in peace to the man called Jim the Anvil Neidhart. Look after us. Make sure we're good. Okay? Alright, with that said, JAMMS Podcast. Hashtag, we can edit that out. Ain't editing shit out. My name's Bad Body P. Worldwide DJ Coalition. You know what I mean? It's SummerSlam! You know what I mean? I hope y'all ready. God damn! Yo, Shadfather, what's good?
You died!
It's an
informative moment here on the BDSIR Jams Network podcast. Just before he passed, well, before he retired, Jim the Anvil Neidhart was called who? And he wore a mask. That's what I've been trying to say. Yeah, who died? I'm letting you know that he died.
He wore a mask on. Sorry, all I know is Monday came around and the news hit that Jim the Anvil Neidhart. Man, flip it out, man. Serial killer, what's good?
All good, mate. All good here. Looking forward to SummerSlam. It's an excellent story driven sort of chapters going along on SmackDown. So I'm excited to see what's going on and going down at SummerSlam Sunday. But life is good.
Life is good indeed, man. Word up, man. I'm looking forward to the SummerSlam. Yo, serial killer, tell me something. You think they've built up the storylines better than they did for Big Big WrestleMania? Because I feel like they have.
Yeah, I'll just agree with that, to be honest. I've noticed that there's been fewer matches, but there's been more either in-ring segments or backstage segments where they've built stories up more. And whether or not this is because of the rumours of Paul Heyman starting to do more sort of work backstage, where he's developing stories or whatnot. I don't know if that's true, but it's been very noticeable the last 3 or 4 weeks that they've really tried to build stories around every single match.
Word!
It's not just a case of stuff being thrown together for now. Like, everything has its story, and it's been very, very good and very, very refreshing.
Yeah, even the matches that I'm not so hot on, you know what I mean? Like there's proper story, like, there's proper story there, and, you know, that's what we was looking for, man. For real. You're introducing
the bottom.
Alton Angle award winning sensational Joe, how you doing, girl? How are you doing? Are you looking forward to the Summer Slams?
I'm really looking forward to it. We've been watching it Monday daytime because obviously I've got young children that want to watch it, and it's on far too late. But yeah, so I'm saving myself, so I'll be boarding the internet on Monday morning.
Introducing our special guest of the Smack Talk Centre. Yo, Edmund Muhal, man. How you feeling out there? You're looking forward to the big SummerSlam? Where's Ed at?
Oh, by the way, Death, our special guest, is doing sign language at the minute. He says he's very happy to wankers. Oh, sorry, no. Yeah. I haven't read it in a while, but yeah. I'll be half of him messing on else can read.
Oh, gosh, no.
No.
All these advocates, if you will.
No, please, no. No. If you're his advocate, we won't make it through SummerSlam. We won't make it through the show. I'm telling you now. I think we should move on.
I've got to get my oxygen tank.
Yeah, get your oxygen tank, Sacco. While you're at it, get the scorecard for the predictions and everything.
Okay. He says oxygen tank. Ed Moore Hall said, will you get one for him come October?
No!
You can read sign language. You can read it better than me, then.
No! Yeah, my technical difficulties on Ed's side.
Shad, he did also ask for a bottle of lube, remember?
Oh my god.
The oxygen tank and lube.
I believe our benevolent
stepfather's
gone by a different name this
year. Oh no. Guys, it's gonna be one of them shows, people. I'm telling you now, it's gonna be one of them shows. And
I remember that was Captain Conquest. Do do do.
No!
Just missed last week's show.
Oh yeah, he did.
I only got through half of it.
So there you go, yeah. Captain come quick. Do do do. But yeah, say do 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 or it doesn't sound for us.
Go on, just pick up.
That's just wrong, man. But yeah, I mean, while Ed's trying to sort out his shit, right? and Shad's gotta be his advocate, and
it's fine.
I'm licking the screen now. I'm not sure what that means.
Oh god.
No, maybe you can explain.
I don't know what I'm going on. You know what I mean?
I just wanted to say, I've really put effort into building the stories for this, and I hope it continues into the pay-per-view and like we get a lot of payoff, because I've been really impressed by the way I've tried to actually build stories for once.
Yeah, man.
Rather than like really generic, I don't like you, so I'm going to kick you, or cheat, or whatever. Actual storytelling, so hopefully we get a really good SummerSlam, so I've got my hopes up. And also, side note, how jacked is Dean Ambrose?
Dean Ambrose, man, damn!
Came back like a beast.
Real?
Dean Ambrose, he looks like he was pumping iron at the top half of his body, and the bottom half is still bloody skeleton. That's what it looked like to me.
Well, that's exactly what Brock Lesnar does. No offense to
him. I was gonna say, Brock Lesnar's got child's legs.
Oh dear. Well, clearly.
Has anybody seen Deadpool 2 where he was growing back his legs?
I haven't seen that film yet, you know.
Deadpool 2, right? Watch it. And that's Brock Lesnar.
Yeah, agreed.
Brock isn't as
funny.
Oh, dear. Are you a serial killer? Have you got your own scorecard?
Yeah, I tried to do one, but I just ran out of space because of how many matches there are, so I've had to turn a page and try again. But I'm good to go.
Yeah, you're good to go. Joe, are you good to go?
Yeah, good.
She's good to go. Shad, you good to go?
My advocate, Ed, said he's ready to go, and I'm also ready to go as well.
All right. Yeah, what we're going to do, people, we're going to do our MVPs of the week and the BHs of the week during the show, whenever the appropriate thing comes up. You know what I mean? The appropriate match comes up. That's how it's going, man. Yo, let's do this shit!
Tell me something. When you think of success, what do you see? fame, fortune, the green glow of that hypothetical money tree? Shouldn't be. To measure success, you decide what's your best. A deep dig down to the depths. It's the dream, the desire that pumps through your chest. Oh, what was that? That heartbeat that drives you. And once you find it, then you grind to find the moment that defines success for you. Because here, this is where dreams come true.
And I cannot wait to see what we have in store for Big Fight Field.
Two superstars with journeys around the globe, all leading to this point.
Now you're ready to stand up front, undeterred and unafraid. Ride the spotlight that you've made, knowing that all the world's a stage.
Step up to the moment. Step up to the bright light. Step up and perform.
Dedication, passion, sacrifice make all of this possible.
We are about to see a classic.
You'll cry, sweat, bleed, and you'll scream. You'll shout, "Hey world, look at me! Welcome to my dream!" So tell me once again, what is success? What defines this greatness? How bad do you want it? How far will you take this? So go ahead, take a bow. We'll give you a hand. And in return, bear witness to another epic SummerSlam.
Big shout outs to the man called Terry Crews for setting it off. When I seen that, I was like, that's it. I am officially ready for SummerSlam. Terry Crews, yo, that was crazy, that was, man. I was in stitches as well as soon as I seen that shit, man. Yo, 13 matches up on this card, so there's a lot to get through. That means we can't really ramp up old, and we've only got like a 90-minute show. That's how it's going. Shout out to Wardle, who was meant to be on the show, but boy, he got called out for family business. And that's how that's going. Kickoff match, there are two kickoff matches. The first one, Rusev and Lana versus Andrade and Almas and Zelina Vega. That's how it's going, man. It's a mixed tag team jump off. Shad, we'll start with you. Until Ed's ready, I don't know. Ed, are you with us? Or is he still having problems?
Well, spinning around, I think.
Got
his video on, he's spinning around.
Spinning around like his name's Kylie. Okay. Shad, kick us off, man. Kick us off. Who you got winning this match?
I think it's going to be up to the new guy, I think.
I'll muscle him. I can't lie to you, I'm finding this one hard to call already, man. Serial killer, who do you have?
I want to go with Shad. I think there's something a bit intertwining with Rusev and Lawrence. So I'm going to go for Almas on this one. Plus, I'd normally say English because he's been losing on TV, but I think Almas is going to get it and there'll be some sort of football out later on at the pay-per-view.
Almas to win for you, yeah?
Yeah.
Okay, Sensational Joe, who you got?
I have to go with Rusev, just because, you know, my rules donate that. I would have to say Rusev because Rusev Day for me.
Rusev Day, okay. That's good. I saw the segment. Basically, Andre and Cena was in the ring, Cena looking fine, and then Rusev and Lana came out at the stage, Lana looking fine with her title skirt, and you know, they exchanged words and all that. You know, I can't remember who got the upper hand, but like, originally I did have Rusev winning, Rusev and Lana winning, I originally did have them winning, but that blasted Aiden English. I'm going to go for Cien Almas and Zelina Vega. They're the new guys on the block, pretty much. Write it down, Serial Killer. Andre and Zelina Vega. My man's going to fuck it up for Rusev Day.
I think he is, and then Rusev and Alara and the snap is beaten down.
Yeah. Yeah. It seems that's the way it's going, man. The next kickoff match, right? And it goes a little something like this. B-Team, the champions. The Revival, the challengers. So there's no Matt Hardy, there's no Wyatt about it. WWE Raw Tag Team titles. Bear in mind, this is a kickoff match. Shad, who you got?
Just hearing about this match now for the first time. So it's the Revival against
B-Team. That is correct. They had a triple threat match on Raw. That involved Wyatt and Matt Hardy, but they lost. You know what I mean? Wyatt ate the pin, which was no surprise. The rumor on the street is that that the Hardy boys are leaving the building, as in retirement or something along those lines. You know what I mean? They've been in the game as long, if not longer, than Edge and Christian and the Dudley boys. So we're not going to see Matt Hardy or Wyatt anyway. So. It's a B team versus the Revival, so who do you have?
Let's have it to the B team again. If it's on the pre show, probably the B team, but if it was on the main card, I'd probably say it's the Revival.
Okay!
Yeah, I think it's exactly the same, to be honest. I've loved the Revival for a while, and, you know, you got their NXT, just absolutely badass. But I think B team is going to have this, like, another sort of sleepy win.
Okay! Okay, cool. I think, you know what, I'm going to ride with you guys, man. B team got to hold it down. The fans like the B team. They like them. Me, not so much. But I do understand. I do understand it, man. The whole underdog feeling and thing, man. And you've still got the Authors of Pain like on the horizon as well, man. So for that reason, B team, write that down. So you're looking at the B team. Joe, who do you have?
This team.
B team,
rah 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 rah. That's
yeah,
so
Full House on the B team. Ed is still fighting the Wyatt, as far as I can see. Alright, as we move on to the main card, Cedric Alexander, the champion. Drew Gulak, the challenger. World Wrestling Federation Cruiserweight Championship. I have no knowledge about this at all. I don't know the storyline or nothing. I'm just going to pick a winner. And I'm just picking Cedric Alexander. Fuck it. He's going to retain. Joe, do you know anything more about this?
I've got a feeling it's going to be Drew Gulak, because Cedric Alexander still needs to be punished, doesn't he?
Oh, yeah. Thanks for reminding me about that.
I think that's how they haven't fired him, but I think it'll strip him of the title.
What did he do?
Rape jokes on Twitter.
Oh, Jesus.
Yeah, I mean, it was a long time ago, but still, the resurfaced, and yeah, not good.
Yeah, that's interesting there.
Who you got?
I have no knowledge of this match either, but I'll say again, keep a champion, I guess. Maybe we need to mix it up on 205 of Live, I don't know, I have no idea what's going on 205 Live.
What's going with Neville? Neville's still under contract.
I don't know if Neville's still under contract.
Yeah, the pros of contract, he can't go anywhere.
Whoa! Oh no! Damn! Okay.
But maybe he'll come back soon, maybe.
I'd like him to. He's a hell of a talent on the main roster.
But look at the massive decision that you went by with the Open Challenge. Great.
Right, has everyone put in their predictions?
Yeah, it's a 50-50 split.
Okay, 50-50 split, that's how it's going. Alright, as we move on to the next one, we're doing pretty well, man, we're doing pretty well here. The Blotter Brothers, the champions. The New Day, the challengers. Not The Bar, not the Uso brother, and not Shelton Benjamin and whoever we can find in the back. WWE SmackDown Tag Team Championships. Okay, Serial Killer, you will go first. Who you got?
Bludgeon Brothers. I don't think they're going to lose in a straight TV match. I think it'll be in like a multi-team match somewhere down the line. But I can't see Bludgeon Brothers losing here. I don't think that the tag division would gain anything by having a title change at the minute. It's too fun watching the Bludgeon Brothers just squash people and just beat down people.
Yeah.
You know, it's just entertaining, so I've been trying to keep it on the Bludgeon Brothers.
Alright, Bludgeon
Brothers. Of all the teams on SmackDown, New Day need the titles the least, probably.
I understand that, man. Okay, very interesting there. Is there any other tag teams in the SmackDown division besides the New Day and the Uso brother? And Sanity? Are the Ascension on Raw right now? I'm just thinking of even the jobber tag teams, you know what I mean? And Jason Jordan, we still don't know where he is. Chad Gable's in limbo. They should never have split them up in the first place. You know what I mean? Matter of fact, they could have just done a free team and thrown Shelton Benjamin with the two of them. But obviously, we're just fans. We're just armchair book. We know everything. and all that stupid crap. All right, then. Shad, New Day, Bludgeon Brothers.
That's not a reason to put it on a New Day. I'll be surprised if the one is there, but I'll just give it to the Bludgeon Brothers.
Bludgeon Brothers.
I think New Day might be able to get a good match out of them, then.
Definitely.
Probably just to try and get a good match, because I haven't seen one good match on the Bludgeon Brothers. And Luke Harper's a wicked wrestler as well, so...
Word. Okay. Oh, I'm gonna go last on this one, man. I'm just gonna listen to you guys and see what you guys think. Joe, who you got?
New Day.
Oh, New Day.
Just because, like everybody said, they've got no reason to give New Day the titles, but that's never stopped WWE in the past.
Very true.
That's what I'm saying. I won't be surprised if they do win it, because why New Day? There must be a reason for it being New Day.
Because
I want to put the belt back on them, maybe?
Well, I'm going with Joe on this one. I'm sticking my head out and saying the New Day. I think the New Day are going to take back the championships, but they'll be like transitional. Sanity are on the horizon, and Bludgeon Brothers versus Sanity doesn't quite... I mean, on paper it sounds good, but it's heel versus heel, and I don't think they're going to run with that. You know what I mean? Sanity have been beating down, for the most part, the New Day. If it ain't them, it's the Uso brother. So for that reason, I'm going for the New Day. 50-50 once again, Serial Killer.
Got it.
That would make them, what, five-time tag team champions?
I think so.
They could run an angle with that. They could actually run an angle being five-time tag team champions. When I think about Big E, they did play on it on previous SmackDown episodes as well. Next match!
Who could be their manager?
Booker T. Five-star. Yeah, man. They did play on that idea, so that's why I'm going for the New Day. You know what I mean? They're still looking revenge off the Bludgeon Brothers, to be honest with you. After the Bludgeon Brothers brought them up, so I'm going for the New Day for that purpose. As we move on to the next match. Finn Balor versus Baron Corbin. This might be the match I'm looking forward to the least. Finn Balor's no demon. He's also a normal man. Baron Corbin's a constable. Oh, God damn it. I'll get this out of the way. I will go first. Baron Corbin, put me down for Baron Corbin, man. You know what I mean? I want to see this motherfucker turn into the demon. Shit. I'm sick of this shit. Baron Corbin for the win. Shad, who you got?
Man, it's probably the worst two wrestlers on the Raw roster, man. Couldn't give a damn about either one of them. I'm going to go last, though.
You want to go last? Joe, who you got?
Finn Balor.
Finn Balor!
The one that makes... The whole point of Baron Corbin is to make him look ridiculous, isn't it?
Yeah. Yeah. I love Finn Balor, man, but like, they fought before, didn't they? They fought before?
Yeah, the last pay-per-view.
And Finn Balor won, right, didn't he? I believe
yeah,
he did. Yeah. Well, that's
yeah,
even...
We
that's
all
even...
went for Balor at the Extreme Rules, we full house
it. Well, right, we did. Okay, well, so even that's even more of a reason for me personally to say, yeah, Baron Corbin's won this match. Because Finn Balor won the first one, Baron Corbin won the second one. If they're going to keep this shit going, which they might as well, you know what I mean? I just want to say about a fucking demon! serial killer. Who you got?
I'm applying my pay-per-view logic here.
Okay.
Monday night on Raw, Finn Balor was laid out by Baron Corbin.
He was
mashed up with an end of the day. So by that logic, Finn's going to win on Sunday.
Okay.
And to move on, hopefully, this is Intercontinental title picture or something like that. Or hell, he can even step up to Roman Reigns on Monday and go, bitch, first night on Raw, I beat you 1-2-3. Give me a match.
All right. Okay.
I'll come to a conclusion now.
Okay. Who you got?
I have Baron Corbin getting disqualified and just beating down Finn Balor.
So Finn Balor to win, but by DQ.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. All right. I come right to that. The feud will. I think it's safe to say that the feud will continue. Alright, I hear that. Alright then, let's move on to the next one. We're doing pretty well, guys. We're doing pretty well. Strong Style! Shinsuke Nakamura, the champion.
Okay,
he's fighting Jeff Hardy, the Enigma, Brother Nero. Yeah, I know what you're thinking. World Wrestling Federation US Championship. Strong Style, because he's my favourite wrestler today, I'm going last. So therefore, Shad, you will go first, because. Who you got?
It's a nice easy one for us all.
I think so.
Baka, Warner, we'll get the time over Jeffrey Hardy.
I gotta agree there. I said I was going last anyway, but I think I made it obvious that who I'm backing and who I think is gonna win. Serial killer, who you got?
Shinsuke all day long, and then him and Jeff eat RKO's Morton after the match.
Okay.
And Nakamura to win. Hopefully they can have a good match with each other. But
Orton
will come in at the end and just leave both of them staring up at the ceiling.
Oh my god! I will add on to this, man, because something just come from my head top. Joe, Strong Style, Jeff Hardy, who you got?
I think Hardy will dominate. Orton will interfere for Shinsuke to pick up the win.
Okay, making his Strong Style look weak, but
full house.
What else is new? Yes, it's a full house. I'm going for strong style as well. Randy Orton, an extra note on SmackDown. Why was he peeping behind the curtain? Why was he watching like behind the curtain like that? I have no idea, but it did. That did make me chuckle, I must say. I was like, Teeth! You know, like, Randy Orton was up to something, but he wasn't too sure what. So, strong style for the win. There's more rumour about, you know, Jeff and Matt Hardy going into the sunset and shit. And I think Randy Orton might be playing a part in that. I think that's where it's going, you know, still. Evil Randy Orton's. Okay, let's move on to the next match. Versus Kevin Owens. The Money in the Bank contract is on the line. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter how Kevin Owens wins, he gets the briefcase. That's how it's going. Right. And once again, I'm doing it again. I'm going last. I don't know what the hell Ed's trying to do right there, man. Joe, you will go first.
I don't understand
what he's trying to do.
The one that's saying Pat Patson touched me.
That's what it says. The top side saying Pat Patson touched me.
Me, I've been fucking with you all night. Ed's gone.
Oh no! Oh no!
Have a look at the sign, Joe. It's alright, I've had it off. Oh Jesus. It's the wrong way around, but I get what it says. So you watched him earlier, by the way, he was actually here earlier.
What's the last sign?
Ed is dead.
Fantastic, I love it. I love it. Alright then. okay. Shad, did you give your prediction? I said you was going first. Or did I say Joe's going first? I'm confused myself now.
Ladies first.
Joe.
I think Kevin Owens is going to win it. I don't know how though, but I do think he is.
Baron Corbin.
Oh, yeah. Baron Corbin teeth. that's not a bad shout, you know. That's not a bad shout. Serial killer. Who you got, man? Braun Strowman or Kevin Owens?
Braun's going to win. There's going to be a time where he's going to hit Owens with the briefcase or something, and he's just going to knock himself. But I think Owens is going to try and get Braun disqualified by whacking him with a chair or the briefcase. And I think, the more I think about it, the more Owens should win, and then Braun is going to rampage and kill everybody. Like, announce team, camera guys, just start killing everyone. Everyone inside the.
It's a very interesting match. This is It's not very often that the Money in the Bank briefcase goes on the line. I've only seen this happen on two other occasions. One was actually No. He cashed in and failed. I got it mixed up for a hot minute. What it was the
Edge of Mr. Kennedy.
Yeah, Edge of Mr. Kennedy was definitely an example. He was the Money in the Bank winner, and then Edge took it from him. Yes, that was definitely an example. But I was also thinking of Rey Mysterio and Randy Orton, but I got it completely twisted. What it was, Rey Mysterio had a number one contenders match against Randy Orton. I think it was a February No Way Out pay-per-view, and Randy Orton won, and then Rey Mysterio wasn't going to WrestleMania, but he found himself going back into WrestleMania. That's what that was. Yeah. It's not often that these matches happen, and when they do, it usually means that the Money in the Bank holder will change hands, and for that reason, Kevin Owens will win. It doesn't matter how he's going to win. You know what I mean? Could get Strowman disqualified with Teeth, get Jinder Mahal involved to Teeth and all that.
Before everyone locks in their answers, we're not forgetting about the main events, which I do believe there could be something happening in there, man. There's always going to be a one-on-one match between the two of them. Something's
going to
happen.
There is no doubt. There is no doubt something's going down. There's something going. That's what I said.
Before you make your pick, just think, is Strowman the right to cash in?
No.
I'm going with Strowman, you know. I'm sorry to hype everybody up and say Owens and that, man, but I'm going with Strowman, you know.
No way. Okay. You can do that, but I'm still going with Kevin Owens all the way. Jinder Mahal's not on the card. Jinder Mahal's gonna teeth for Kevin Owens. You heard up, man. Braun Strowman is gonna go off.
I know. Sorry to make you all up, man, and jump off the boat at the last minute, and that's what I'm gonna do. I want to see where the main event is going and where it's heading. I think that's what they're gonna do. I'm gonna say things one, but the will cash and roll happen. No
matter
we'll get there. We'll get there.
Yeah, we'll get there.
Who's winning this match, Braun or KO?
Strowman.
Okay, you're the only one to go for Strowman. To be fair, I was going for Strowman until Joe convinced me.
I convinced myself out of it.
I was going for KO.
I really in love with the idea of Strowman just killing everybody in rage.
That's exactly what Braun's gonna do. He's gonna kill people. He's gonna kill people.
Four was first.
And last. Get him twice.
Yeah.
Still going for Kevin Owens all the way. He's gonna teeth somehow, some way. Jinder Mahal's gonna get involved. Braun Strowman's gonna go off on one. Whether it's related to the Undisputed Championship at the end is a different matter. You know what I mean? And I'm prepared to be wrong on it as well, you know what I mean? Because Shad knows, out of everybody, Shad knows how much I hate when we are all expecting a cash-in. You know what I mean? And for someone to cash in again on a Brock Lesnar, I mean, yeah, history can repeat itself. It could be deja vu again, but we'll get to that. But I'm going for Kevin Owens for that reason. Kevin Owens to win Money in Our Bank off Strowman, and Strowman going off. Let's move on to the next contest. Man. Carmella, the champion. Becky Lynch and Charlotte, the challengers. World Wrestling Federation SmackDown Women's Championship. I'm going last because I've got a Wardle-like theory on this. I've got to channel the power of Wardle, so I'm going last. Joe, you don't give a fuck about the women half the time. You will go first.
Carmella.
Yes. Joe, yes. Any particular reason?
Just because it's like the way they've done it, it's like a complete clusterfuck of a match, and I think it's just a threw it together there, just so Carmella can win it, keep it, retain. Just like it's a big fuck you, it all has to be the fuck you and a pay for you.
So this is the Joe Chapman fuck you match. There's a Wardle, he has to win match.
And now we've got a Joe fuck you match. Is that how it's going?
Yeah, WWE always gives a fuck you to the fans of every pay-per-view.
Okay. Fantastic. 347-637-3859 is the number not to call on this show. I've got someone trying to holler at me on my personal line. Now is not the time. You know what I mean? It's SummerSlam. You know what I mean? That's how it's going. Yes, it's a big fuck you match. I see a bigger picture. I do have a Warder-like theory. Serial killer, who you got?
I think Carmella's going to take it. Going to be left with Becky and Charlotte sitting up in the ring, really, really frustrated. Whether or not that leads to them feuding, I don't know, but I think Carmella's going to walk away on this one as well. What happened to Oscar? She's been off TV lately.
I know, yeah. Oscar's been seen. Well, I haven't seen Oscar since the Extreme Rules joint.
Yeah. I think Carmella's going to win this, but I'm just going to come on Becky Lynch or Oscar sooner rather than later.
You know what? I completely forgot that this is your girl, you know, and I should have made you go last, you know, serial killer. My apologies, but yeah, man. But I've got to say that the segments with all three of them in the ring just chatting, I was like, oh god damn, I want all three of them in my bed right now. Oh my shit, that's that's how it goes. Nah, man, yo, Carmella, I don't know what, yo, that girl's just. Oh, that girl's growing on me, man, massively. Carmella to win on that one for Serial Killer. Shaq, who do you have?
I think there's a feud between Becky and Charlotte coming up, so let's give it to Carmella to retain, even though she's a bit booked. Not all champions are deserving champions.
Yeah, it's true. You do need your Carmellas, your Mizzies, down to your Brock Lesnar's. You know what I mean? Those sort of champions who they are teeth of the title, and you want someone to take the title from them, and it gets annoying. You know, your Jinder Mahal, so to speak. Sorry, serial killer, but you know where I'm going. That sort of motherfucker. You want the title taken from them, and it's frustrating as fuck when they retain. And this is the case for Carmella. I think this is a full house here, people. Now, here's my Wardle-like theory. Shout-outs to Wardle. Carmella's going to retain because Becky Lynch and Charlotte are going to be beefing over who's going to win the title. They're going to be dragging their own legs off. They're going to be breaking the counts. They're going to be catching up. They're going to throw a few clotheslines, all that sort of stuff. Carmella's going to win. Carmella's going to go on SmackDown the next day like, yeah, I beat Charlotte and Becky at the same time. You know how she goes. However, I see the women's pay-per-view out about to come up, the Evolution. And sorry to say this, Chad, I'm still up with the idea with the Four Horsewomen versus the Four Horsewomen, which is why, in my opinion, they're not trying to put the belts on any of them at the moment.
Too soon.
You're probably right. In fact, I actually agree with you, Chad. You are right. It is too soon. How, you know what I mean, like, we don't know how to develop them new gala or anything, but
Does that mean my dad died yet? All of them.
True.
But don't forget now,
the Evolution pay-per-view involves all the rosters. And the NXT joints as well.
No,
it's true. You are right, but at the same time, there has been seeds planted like from last year.
You're also right as well, man. Well, that match will occur, but like it's gonna make more of a big deal of it.
I'm still hot on that idea. To be honest with you, but if it doesn't happen at Evolution, then okay, fine. But there's got to be a reason why they're keeping Bayley and Sasha together at the moment. And, I mean, it could be a tag team title thing that they're looking to debut. and this whole Becky and Charlotte, they might funk fight amongst each other until the four horsewomen start beating them up on some bullshit. So, hey, Carmella's got a win though, man. Carmella's got a win, and someone out of the ordinary is going to defeat Carmella. It won't be your usual suspects. That's how that's going, but yeah, there is my Wardle-like theory. You are right, Shadman. The McDonald's storylines, we're not down with the McDonald's storylines, man. We like the rice and peas and chicken storyline, you see what I'm saying? That's how that goes. Next match! Alright. Dolph Ziggler, the champion, alongside his brethren Drew McIntyre. Seth Rollins, the challenger, alongside his brethren Dean Ambrose. World Wrestling Federation Intercontinental Championship. No ladders involved. Each of us have gone out there prepping in the corner. I'm a bit on the fence with this match still. You know what I mean? Serial Killer, who you got?
It would seem strange to bring Dean Ambrose back to Seth then lose someday, wouldn't it?
Well, you know what, Serial Killer, I've already seen memes and rumours from fans saying that Dean Ambrose is going to bait it up for Seth Rollins and turn heel. Yeah, fans have got this obsession with superstars turning heel, and I'm sick of it. I'm sick of it. Like, what's Dean Ambrose got? We'll see. You know what I mean? We'll see. I doubt it, though. I seriously doubt it. But carry on.
So, for me, I don't think they're going to turn Ambrose. Or if they do, they're not going to turn him just yet. So I think Seth is going to win back the title.
Okay.
I'm going to give it to Seth. I mean, I could be wrong. I wouldn't be annoyed if I was wrong because, you know, Dolph's doing a good job. But surely at some point Drew McIntyre is going to try and strike out for himself as well.
Well,
he's too much of a talent to be Dolph's bitch.
Well, Drew McIntyre, he's on some... This is plan A. Plan A was Dolph Ziggler getting his title. The next phase is me getting the Universal Championship. And we know full well that as long as Brock Lesnar or Double R's got that title, that ain't going to happen. They're not going to allow it. And he's not the money in the bank holder either. You know what I mean? So, Drew McIntyre, nope. For that reason, I'm going for Seth Rollins as well. Seth Rollins, you have won this match. You really have. Dean Ambrose, come back. This whole heel turn business, fans, stop that now. Hey, I could be wrong now. Could be wrong. Joe, who you got?
Seth Rollins.
Oh, the architect, the man who burns it down without burning it down. Oh, shit.
I don't think I need a reason why. I just think it's going to win.
Okay, there is a reason, though, is there, to be fair with you. Shad, who you got?
Oh, man. I'll have to be one of them fans, aren't I? That says it. When he came back, you look like a heel, man. You look like a damn heel. I think because he's got to keep the title. I'm sure I said that McIntyre will be the guy who takes it from him. From the player.
Yeah, you did. You did.
So, saying that, it's going to have to be the Ziggler win.
Okay. Very good. Alright then, next match, this is where my bitch of the week comes into play. Feel free to name your MVPs and bitches of the week at any time, guys. But this is where mine comes into play. Alexa Bliss, the champion. And no, Alexa Bliss is not my bitch of the week. You think she is? No, not at all. Ronda Rousey, the challenger. World Wrestling Federation Raw Women's Championship. You know what I mean? Instead, I will go first. Because of what I said about the SmackDown Women's Championship, I'm still going with the theory of the Four Horsewomen feud. I'm still going with it, right? So for that reason, Alexa Bliss, you are going to win. Yeah, I said it. You are going to win. You're going to win. You're going to hold down the championship. Yes, you are. And my bitch of the week is Alicia Fox. Alicia Fox is my bitch of the week.
because she came on Raw. What the fuck was that when she had on her head? Is that supposed to be one of them flower filter business and she brought it to life? Fuck out of here with that bullshit. I hate filters! Fuck out of here with that bullshit.
What you look like when the dog put you up the tree. And you come down and you have like leaves and shit in your head.
Joe, do you do filters as well?
No.
Oh, you're lucky. Don't bring me into this. Don't bring me into this. I don't like females. You need to stop with that filter shit, man. You know what I mean? It's not cute. You think it's cute? You think, oh, it's fun, it's cute? No, it's not. Stop that shit, man. Why you want to be dog and cat and horse and rabbit and all that stupidness? You need and giraffe. You need to stop that shit, man. And flowers on your head and crown and stop that shit, man. God damn it! What happened to natural beauty? What happened to that? I hate filters, man. I mean, Alicia Fox walking around with a real life filter on her blood clot head. She's my bitch of the week, man. Word up, man. Rhonda. I love you, not as much as Shad, but Shad, you're going last, by the way. I love you, not as much as Shad. You look fine and shit. You're not winning that title, man. Word up, man. You know what I mean? I think they've got better. I think they've got bigger plans for you as far as the Evolution pay per view. seriously, Evolution pay per view, man. Serial killer, who you got?
I think Alexa's gonna retain by hook or by crook, but Alexa will retain. Not sure how, but she will.
Ronda Rousey could win by disqualification, you know. But did she win by disqualification with Nia Jax? No,
she pinned Jax.
No, Alexa Bliss teeth, that match, that's why this match is happening.
Oh, sorry, I think Alexa pinned, Jack. Stop it. No, Ronda is going to win, but by DQ.
Okay.
I definitely think Alexa will connect the title, absolutely. She'll lose it for women's pay-per-view, but... I just can't see her putting the belt on Ronda Rousey so early.
No, nor can I. No.
They've done it by now if they're going to,
I thought. Nor can I. If it was the beloved, I tell you this much. If this was the beloved Attitude Era, they would have done it in a heartbeat. And if Ronda Rousey was here as far as a celebrity's appearance or something, then they would have done it as well. But no, Ronda Rousey's here for the long haul. You know what I mean? And for that reason, she ain't winning no championship yet, man. They're probably going to save that moment until Big Big WrestleMania. They might have a win the Women's Royal Rumble next year or some shit. That's more than likely, to be honest, yo. That's more than likely. They're going to give Ronda a year to get herself together and all sorts. So, yeah, Alexa Bliss, you're going to hold it down. Joe, is Alexa Bliss holding it down?
I'm the same as Matt. Alexa will retain the title, but Rousey will win the match.
Right. You know what? Serial killer, change my mind on that one, man. I'm with you guys, man. Ronda Rousey by DQ. Alexa Bliss's teeth, man. She's two teeth. She's ultimate teeth. Dirty teeth.
Okay, then. Who are you guys saying still? I hear you, man. Well, I'm looking at it as the big picture, man. The baddest woman on the planet, that's what they're calling her. She has to be the champion. They're putting all this hype behind her. SummerSlam is the moment, the big moment. That's why they waited till SummerSlam to put the title on her. And I said it a few months ago, I gave a prediction a few months ago, and I was like, I saw the image, I've seen it, man. Alexa Bliss, arm twisted, doing the disconjointed, bobulated thing. That's what the end result will be, but I see it. Ronda putting the arm bar on her, and then those added effects, she'll twist her arm and make it look all nice. And go, oh yeah, she's the baddest woman. But at the same time, what you're not saying could still come true, but I still see that image that will happen. I thought that's the whole reason why they put the match together, just so Ronda can twist up her arm. And then, like, yeah, she's the baddest woman on the planet.
Survivor Series or somewhere like that, is because that the match between Alexa Bliss and my gal Ember Moon, you know what I mean, Ember Moon had that match won. Alexa Bliss was, her goose was cooked, and then and then Alicia Fox teethed, you know what I mean. And if I'm looking down the line, in my opinion, I think that Ember Moon might be the girl to take the belt off Alexa Bliss. I think Ember Moon might be the girl to do it, which is another reason why I don't think it's going to be Ronda. It will be great. Nah, don't get me wrong. It will be great for next year as well. It will be even better. It will be even better for next year. In fact, it will be better for next year because you'll have the big WrestleMania. You'll have more eyes watching. You know what I mean? And you know MMA and all that stuff. And it gets all the girls involved. So don't get me wrong. That's what that is, man. But I'm just I can see both sides of the coin. If Ronda wins and the title, she gets the title, fantastic. I'd be glad for her. You know what I mean? I could see the purists complaining on the internet and shit. And I'd be like, they're saying, yeah, fuck you, man. Shut the fuck up, man. Like, shut the fuck up. The best, I mean, Joe said it herself. The best wrestler doesn't have to have the title. Okay? The title is just a prop. That's it. You know what I mean? Shit, man. I can see both sides of the coin, Shad. So it's all good, but I'm going the Four Horsewomen route.
I've never just put it. Imagine how much WWE love to suck their own dick. But imagine when they can go to the ESPN and all the papers and all the shows and be like, you know, we can put Ronda Rousey in the Ronda Rousey is our champion.
Yeah. After SummerSlam, because SummerSlam's the second biggest city. Yeah. Yeah.
That's what I'm trying to get through to you.
Yeah.
I think we're going all in, man. We're
going to
pull the trigger.
All in. Fuck all in, okay? Grab body, Pete! Nah. All in's going to be good, man. But don't expect me to cover that shit, man. You know what I mean? You guys could talk about all in, and I'll just keep out of it, man. I'm not supporting that rock. Huh?
Okay.
You'd be surprised, Chad. The purists. The wrestling purists, they are all in, believe me.
No one ever talked about Cody Rhodes before. Why does all of a sudden do people care about Cody Rhodes now?
Because Cody Rhodes left the WWE and, you know...
Because he's doing lots of flips and shit, man. Like, who cares?
The wrestling purists care.
Some fucking 7 hours of Japan wrestling, then?
I'm all out. I'm with you, Shad. 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 I'm John, I'm all out as well, but I'm all out for a different reason. I've got nothing against Cody Rhodes. It's the possibility that CM Princess Peach Bitch might make an appearance there. And for that reason alone, I'm all out. I think it will be a great show. I really do.
Well, I think Philip's got other things to be worried about right out now.
I agree with you there as well. I definitely agree with you. You know what I mean? Shout out to Colt Cabana for no reason. And what were your predictions for the Alexa Bliss Ronda Rousey situation?
Yeah, three matches to go.
Alright, let's go in. This match, in my mind, this is the main event. Fucking hell, the build up to this, which is why I thought SmackDown was better than Raw. And Raw crapped me the fuck up. Raw was funny, but SmackDown, holy shit, you talk about build up. Daniel Bryan, The Miz. You know what? I'm going left. Fuck that. I'm going left.
No, Mike, you've
gone
last on nearly every single one.
Okay, I'll go second. How about that? I'll go second. I'll go about that. I'll go second. How about that? I'll go second. Sacco, you will go left. Joe, you will go first. Shad, you will go third. Are we happy now?
Yep. I always want to go first, put it that way, man. Well, in certain situations.
Right. Joe. Daniel Bryan, The Miz, 8 years in the making. This run right here, blood clot, man. Holy shit, man. WrestleMania quality build up. Man. Who have you got winning this?
Daniel Bryan, because it's the Forrest Gump match. We want to show he's not retarded. Well, that's to make it in a weapon, it's called, I don't know.
Wow. Okay.
He's a bit boss, isn't he? So, to be fair.
Yeah,
okay. Daniel Bryan to win by Joe. Serial killer. I said I was going second because you protested against me. So I'm going second. Write this down, serial killer. Daniel Bryan versus The Miz. There is no winner. There is a no contest. This is going to get out of hand. This is personal. This is beyond a wrestling match. Take it from me. I'm willing to take a hit. This is too personal. Far too personal. The feud will continue into the next pay-per-view or two or six. You know what I mean? This feud could go on for time. This is just the beginning, ladies and gentlemen. This shit is crazy. Daniel Bryan, The Miz, there is no winner. It's going to get out of hand. A simple wrestling match after 8 years of hatred. No way. Fuck off. Not in my opinion. Third. Shad.
I think it'll be a D. Bryan win. Nice and comfortable. D. Bryan's too good to fuck around with The Miz. Might have been biased, but we've got to look at it storyline wise. Like I said, it's been 8 years, man.
Yeah.
Put the story to bed. Put the story to bed now that Bryan needs to go on and move on. Plenty of wrestlers on SmackDown that can't wait for him to fight.
True.
And this is not one of them. So just done it, man. Get over and done with, man.
Shit. Okay. Yeah, it has come to this. You know what I mean? It has come to this. So, common sense says done it. Done the whole feud. But I don't know, man. I can see WWE stretching this shit out, and that's what I'm calling a no contest. It, for me, it's too personal. It can't be a simple wrestling match. It just can't be. You can't be giving me a simple wrestling match. Serial killer, done the feud now, or keep it going, and who's won the match?
Oh, I'm in with this with Dirty Teeth Hat, Patrick.
Whoa! Whoa, that's a bomb drop! Whoa!
Friday. The next few rounds, I mean, just focusing and running away from this rage, Daniel Bryan.
Holy crap!
Where we get our sort of stipulation match from. I'm just going to do the Dirty Teeth thing. It won't be like distraction roll up. Icy Fresh. But. He'll do something teeth and hit the skull crushing finale and win. Whether he involves Maurice or his baby or there's going to be some dirty teeth tactic and Miz will win. And then Daniel Bryan for the next 4 weeks just chasing him around SmackDown and just try to beat him down.
Oh my god! Wow! You know,
I feel like they're all just very in that though. It's like, he might have turned up to his sets, like, and coming after him. But I feel like they've already done that now.
Next level, like, every time he gets interviewed backstage, every time he's in a match, and after Bryan can jump a barricade, both of them just really go for each other and then have, like, a cage match or something. That'd be nice.
See now. Now, to me, I think Serial Killer's on the money. I really do, man, because I don't know if they're still running a Hell in a Cell pay-per-view, right? But this, feud to me is screaming Hell in a Cell, I'm afraid.
This would qualify for Hell in a Cell.
Yeah, the hatred is too strong. I can't see this being settled in a wrestling match. There is no way.
Miz
has been the angry one though. Miz is the one that's been getting red in his face and shit. Miz is the angry one.
Yo,
whether it's a Hell in a Cell pay-per-view or not, this one's going to the cell. I'm telling you now, these two. Storyline wise, hate each other. I think they're gonna tear the house down at SummerSlam, man. Word up, but there won't be a winner. It's gonna continue, but that's just my opinion. But some of you saying the Miz, some of you saying Danny. This is gonna be this is the one right here, man. Like, seriously, word up, man. I wanna see blood, damn it. Oh my gosh, man. Something's going down with that match, man. Word up, man. We're all good on that one.
Yeah, all good.
All good. As we enter the championship matches. All right. AJ Styles, the champion. Samoa Joe, the challenger. World Wrestling Federation Championship. I will go first. How about that, ladies and gentlemen? I will go first, yeah?
What?
I want to go first. Can I go first, Chad?
Just this one time, then.
Alright, then, AJ Styles versus Samoa Joe for the World Wrestling Federation Championship. Samoa Joe, you are the man, but you're not the man on this occasion. AJ Styles will hold down the title. If anyone's going to take the belt off AJ Styles, in my personal opinion, even though Samoa Joe is more than capable and he could carry SmackDown with that championship, I don't think it will be Samoa. I think it will actually be The Miz. And this is what I'm saying, that Daniel Bryan and Miz is going to continue on. And yes, Daniel Bryan can fight a whole plethora of superstars. You know what I mean? There's plenty of superstars he can fight, but I don't know, man. I can see WWE stretching this shit out. You know what I mean? And we'll be ending in a Daniel Bryan versus The Miz for the championship title further down the line. But I'm saying that AJ Styles is going to win. And I think that later down the line, The Miz will be the one to take the belt off AJ Styles. That's just how I see things right now. Okay, Joe, second.
AJ Styles, and I mean, I'm disappointed with it because how long has he had that title now? It's getting ridiculous. But it's going to be AJ Styles again.
So two for AJ.
Two for AJ. So that does that mean there's going to be two for Samoa Joe?
Let's see. Go on, Chad, what we got?
Well, it's definitely one for Samoa Joe. That's for sure.
Ooh.
Do you think he's walking out the title?
It's time to change the title now, I think. I don't know, yeah, I think it's time They'll say jobber inside his head and stuff like that one to get the victory. Yeah, it's time. Good part of run still, but yeah.
It's been a fantastic title run, is it? How many days now?
I think he's going through a year. I don't think he's hit...
It's probably nearly a year, right?
I don't think he's hit 365 years. He won the title from Jinder Mahal! Jinder Mahal! And that was around November time.
God. Kill me. That never happened. Not the Great Khali. I'll try and pretend that never happened.
Oh dear.
The only good thing to come out of the whole Jinder Mahal thing was when Sunil got fucking suplexed to the announce table by Randy Orton, and Randy Orton was like, shit, I've dropped my neck. Whoops. Oops. Oh dear. I killed the man.
No. Oh.
That was the only good thing to come out of that entire sort of 4 month steaming pile of shite. Was Randy Orton putting Sunil Singh in a bin. For me, Samoa Joe wins this, and he's the new champion.
Wow! Alright!
I really would love to see Samoa Joe win a world title.
Yeah.
And he could be a really good monster heel and just beat the tar out of everybody.
Yeah.
Hold it for a while and then go up against Daniel Bryan at Mania or something. I don't know. Or the Rumble, or something like that.
Yeah.
And then, you know, looking even further forward than have AJ Styles versus Daniel Bryan.
Woo! Yeah.
That'd be amazing.
That would.
So, yeah.
Some more peace. Yeah. I can see both sides of the coin there. It's just that I'm going for AJ Styles. Samoa Joe would be great for storylines. He'd be great as well, man, for sure. I also want to put it out there. My MVP of the week has got to go to both Daniel Bryan and The Miz, or the creative team, writing team behind that whole thing. Those video packages right there. Good God Almighty. Boy, I've never been so... I mean, I was invested from morning, but now, Jesus Christ, they draw all the history, you know what I mean? And took it back to NXT and certain things I didn't even know about, man, because, like, in 2010, you know, I was going off wrestling in a big way. I was that close to having it in my card. I didn't even know all that shit was going on with the whole NXT and the Nexus. I wasn't even aware of all that going on, you know. You know what I mean? I really was trying to end my wrestling fandom in 2010. I'm glad I didn't now. Thank you, Jamie Maverick Shields. That's my MVP of the week right there. Are you guys going to give MVP and Bitches of the Week out now before we move on? Or what do you guys want to do?
Joe, have you got one?
I've got an MVP and it's got to go to Paul Heyman.
Okay,
yeah.
Okay.
You know what? As much as that whole promo was with brilliant, man, the one thing that ruined it was the one thing to nitpick it. Well, nitpick it, man, blatantly ruined the goddamn promo and ruined the match. Why did he have to spray him in the face?
But I think that's why...
If they just let it hang, what's he going to do? What's he going to do till Sunday? What did they let him say? Like, they could have just let that hang for a bit, man. No, it's just like...
Yeah. When Heyman said, you know, there's no way Roman will win unless... And then walked off. If they'd have left that, he would have put that scene there with, shit, Heyman's going to turn on Lesnar. But now, it's not
going to
happen, is it?
You know, yeah.
But maybe that was a case still to throw you off. Maybe it's a case just to keep you guessing. Maybe.
No, they kind of went too far with it.
Okay.
And the protocol as well says, they've been canning this for weeks. So, okay. So there's no dissension then, okay. Or That's a good two weeks of good build up, and then blowing your loads throughout early.
Oh shit!
Everybody shut up.
Well, you've got two kids.
Yeah.
Oh. Yeah, don't follow my example.
You know what I mean?
This is the map. Right, yeah.
I mean, sexuals occurring and all them thing there. Shad, who has won this match?
Oh, man.
Good, right? No, I'm doing it on the basis that Kevin Owens defeated Braun Strowman, so that's how I'm predicting this match, personally. So for that reason, I'm going third.
Okay, so what did you say? You say it's cash in and Braun.
Braun comes in during the match and wins the title.
Okay.
All right.
Listen, what's for Heyman as well, man? I do feel Heyman's going to have some sort of involvement in the finish.
Okay, I'll put cash in Braun for you, Shad.
Yep.
Wow. Cash in Braun. Joe, who you got?
Right, I think Roman Reigns will win, but it's going to be Paul Heyman costs Brock the match, but accidentally.
Oh,
he did not mean to do it.
Oh, Lord. Oh, Lord. Oh, damn.
Interesting.
Yeah, it is interesting. Do you see a cash in, by the way, Joe?
No, I don't see a cash in.
Thank you very much, Joe. I'm basing this on my prediction that Kevin Owens will win the Money in the Bank. He might get boss ass for it, but he might win the Money in the Bank. And because Braun Strowman's already boss up his clart already by that time, Roman Reigns, you have won this match. It's about time. You know what I mean? Fans need to stop with the bullshit. You cannot stop Roman Reigns from gaining the championship. Alright? He's gotta get it sooner or later. You can read all the dirt sheets you want.
Paul Heyman, he will have some form of, I agree with John, I think he will have some form of intervention, but that does not, I repeat, does not make that, make Roman Reigns a Paul Heyman guy. I don't think there'll be no Paul Heyman guy in the equation, no. Kevin Owens will win, but Kevin Owens already got boss ass. Kevin Owens will not cash in his check on that day. That's how it's going, man. I'm basing it on the fact that everyone's expecting a cash in from Strowman, and WWE like to switch it up just to annoy the fans. And in Joel's words, this is WWE's way of saying fuck you. Double R gonna win that shit, man. Word up, man. No cash in until later on down the line. Serial killer.
Yeah, can I just quickly say it? If Kevin Owens wins that match and gets his briefcase, whenever he tries to cash it in, Braun Strowman won't let him, and that would be the storyline.
Bomb drop! Bomb drop right there! Bomb drop right there! That's it! That is it!
Is anything.
That is it! That's my word, man. There ain't going to be no cash in. The fans are expecting it. It's too much. I mean, yeah, it happened with Randy Orton. You know what I mean? Back in 2013. You know what I mean? And it actually worked out. It actually worked out. And, you know, word up, man. Word up. Serial killer! Finally! The final prediction of the night!
Oh, it's going to be Roman Reigns. He's going to win, and he's going to win clean. And it'll be a new era of Monday Night Raw, where we actually get to see the Universal title every week. And Raw will be so much better for it.
And also on the basis that I'm also on the basis that Roman Reigns got boss ass, got F5, got a guillotine choke on Raw, which means, in my opinion, Roman Reigns is gonna have to come off with a new move that we ain't seen or something to take Brock Lesnar out of the game. I don't want to see 10 spears. I don't want to see 10 Superman punches. I want to see something new.
Hit him with a superstar pile driver just to fuck with the fans.
I'd love that.
It would be molten, wouldn't it? Absolutely molten.
I'd love that.
That would be fantastic.
I would love it. But I'm a Roman Reigns fan, so doesn't matter to me.
I'd
ride for that all day. Someone else is gonna have to tombstone shit. I could write to it, man. Robin, you need something new, man. 10 spears and 2 Superman punches ain't gonna put Lesnar down. And Lesnar did like 6 F5s on you. Oh man.
Oh.
I'd love it. I would so love it. Do it, Roman. Do the tombstone. Do it. It'll be great. Even at all the chokes, man. Do one of them. It'll be great. I'm riding to it, man. I'm riding to it. I'm not with the Money in the Bank idea. It's too fucking obvious. I'm not getting bets thinking about it. So I'm gonna stop right there. BDSIR Network, the best damn show in radio. Man, we just opening SummerSlam, y'all. Hope you enjoyed the SummerSlams. Hope you enjoyed the NXT TakeOver before that. You know what? It's a good thing we didn't cover NXT TakeOver. Now think about it. You know what I mean? I'm sure that's going to be great. And I'm sure you purists are going to be like, oh, NXT TakeOver is going to be better than SummerSlam. Shut the fuck up. Same old story, same old meme. Shut the fuck up. Also, the world of sports. You know what I mean? Get your world of sport fix on ITV. 5 o'clock in the evening. You know what I mean? That's what you have to do. You know what I mean? Or you don't have to do it. You know what I mean? But, We took a week off from that, and we'll do a catch up on that next week. That's how we're gonna do it, man. Yo, my name's been Grandbody P. He's been the serial killer. He's been the shad father. She's been the sensational Joe and Ed Muholwell. Oh dear, what a sad state of affairs that was, man. Shout out to the man called Wardle. Shout out to the Alton Angle as well. Shout out to Mike Nuts and all his crew at the Soul and Sports. And that be it, man. That be it. It's over. And don't complain on the internet.
When his evil eye opens, the world ends. First the grass burns, then the seeds boil.